All right, so I'm just going to go ahead and turn it on anyways, whether everybody's ready or not. So, yeah, this is weird. This is a completely different group than what we usually have for this. This is awesome. So, this is Nerds Against Humanity, and once again, we have the Fellowship of the Geek, which is a random rotating assortment of, well, exactly what it sounds like. A bunch of nerds, geeks, dweebs, and everybody that decided to come here and be insulted tonight before we play Cards Against Humanity, a game for horrible people.
You got the right people.
Yes, I did. So we have Leah, who,
nice one.
Who may, oh, oh.
We'd laugh at
as,
you for that.
As a ginger myself, I know that's bullshit.
Wait,
Hunter, right? At least from the waist down.
Oh!
Wait, no, that's not how that one works. Matt, Liz, the good Liz, the one that I'm... Anyway. And of course, Maggie. And then a... I like how we need to clarify that. The one that I didn't breed with.
That's right.
So...
Let's just say I'm not the evil.
Oh, I guess before we get started, we need to actually... hand out some cards here. You don't want the Sean Connery Zardoz card.
I want the Sean Connery.
No, it was flipped back the wrong way. Where's that?
It's all good. I think she's going to need an extra card to get rid of
that. Yeah, I'm already losing count, so somebody
check the number.
Somebody let me know when I get to 10 for them.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
So I'm just going to keep flinging them until somebody tells me to stop, and then I'll actually put mine out.
Don't you have a court order for that?
Right. Hold on while I whip this out. You got 10?
Yeah. Thanks, my 10.
Now Matt, or now Liz has 10. All right.
Smarter than a fifth grader.
The answer is no. All right.
Yes. Have you played before?
Yeah.
And since Leah claims that she's the nice one, we're going to make her pull a card and go first.
So take a black card, read us the card.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, and his new self-produced album, Kanye West, raps over the sounds of blank. My boo, Kanye.
Are we closing? Are we
or
ready?
How are you?
Is she gonna close eyes for that, or
I'll just look shuffle or? Yeah.
Right, oh,
so
yeah, I don't think it even matters.
You'll put it in front of Dan since he's the host.
Well, since I don't know y'all, maybe it'll be easier.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard making me laugh though.
Oh, you'll have a profile of us very well.
Look, we started out by me playing some Cyanide and Happiness for you, so you already know what sort of twisted fuck I am. Damn, I am torn between these two. I'm going with my first instincts.
Okay. So we're talking about Kanye and his new album. He raps over the sounds of gay aliens.
Aliens.
I think he did that in a Katy Perry song.
I'm grabbing the pen because we need to.
It's a true story.
Galians.
Galians.
In the space
force.
Yeah. Roland the Farter, Flatuous to the King. Nubile Slave Boys. That's how I pronounce that. Passionate Latino lover. He already has one of those. And basic human decency. Ooh, that's hard for him.
Look, I'm gonna let you finish, okay? But
that's why he's rapping over the sounds of them.
He's trying to make sure you can't hear it.
I'll pick that one. Basic human decency.
Yay,
I just noticed you're wearing a StarCraft shirt.
Yeah.
Keep this one. This
he doesn't even know what it is.
Get out.
Draw. Draw your damn
Who
black card.
Who are they talking about? I don't know.
Draw your damn black card and move forward.
I don't know where to put
it. Oh, no. Him.
Oh,
oh, yeah. I guess just throw him in the empty spot. As I'm sitting here adding to our handwritten cards. Not to be confused with the Weddings Against Humanity cards.
Yeah. All right, here we go. What brought the orgy to a grinding halt? Somebody already knows exactly what they're doing.
Great. If,
I know
if
exactly what it was.
If there's one thing I know, it's how to bring an orgy to a grinding halt. Grinding halt. Anyway.
Is that the name of Kanye's next album?
Grinding Halt.
All right, let's see. What did indeed bring it to a grinding halt? Maybe some tiny nipples. An M. Night Shyamalan twist. Plot twist.
What is this?
Nazis. Nazis will do that.
Yeah, they normally bring things to a grinding halt.
So would overcompensating. Or multiple orgasms.
I feel like the very last one is actually what we're going for with the orgy.
I mean, you would halt after grinding so much. I would assume, but a M. Night Shyamalan plot twist would sure ruin.
What a twist!
What a twist! Please.
Right. Keep in mind, I'm too broke to pay anybody for anything at the moment, so. I am, after all, a writer.
We've had them dinner.
Right?
All right. What will always get you laid? I accidentally looked at you.
Oh,
my goodness. I can't look.
Uh-huh.
She can't look.
That's a good one. Sorry.
I don't want you to wish. She's an innocent. Don't let her know. She's the nice one.
See, you say Waluigi. I hear Meredith Burgess's Penguin from the 60s Batman.
All right.
Or if you're a fan of Little Bush. I mean,
I'm always a fan of Little Bush.
I know you are.
Little Simba.
Anyway, moving on.
So, on that note, what will always get you laid? A big black dick.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Nope. A bigger, blacker dick.
Yeah. Oh.
Mad hacky sack skills.
That can't compete with a bigger, blacker dick.
Bosnian chicken farmers. I like those Bosnian chicken farmers.
Wait. Do the Bosnian chicken farmers have the bigger, blacker dick?
They might. It'd be interesting. 50,000 volts straight to the nipples. I gotta go bigger, blacker dick.
Hey-o.
I had the first one.
Two to small white.
Unfortunately,
he ruined it.
Yeah, he went up to you.
Somewhere in this deck is the biggest, blackest dick.
My favorite card.
Ooh,
black.
Say that again. What?
This is my favorite card.
Oh, that's the biggest, blackest dick.
Oh, that's my favorite. All right, blank. Kid tested, mother approved.
Mother approved. My machete.
My machete.
Cheerful blowjob robot.
Oh.
Kid tested. Mother approved.
My first kill.
The inseminator.
A Japanese toaster you can fuck.
Tested mother approved. That's awesome.
And getting hilariously gangbanged by the Blue Man Group.
Ooh.
Kid tested.
Mother approved. Blue Man Group.
Ooh.
That's a good one. I didn't like the Japanese toaster.
Toaster you can fuck.
Yeah.
All right. Question is, what's a girl's best friend?
everybody? Alright. What's a girl's best friend? Another shot of morphine. Historically black colleges.
Ooh.
What's a girl's best friend? Three booths.
Three.
What's a girl's
best
friend?
Hey, you're guaranteed to get bought a drink.
Half-assed foreplay. What's a girl's best friend? Loki the trickster god.
What? Oh,
Loki.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, since we're gonna, since we've already played the bigger back of the dick card, historically black colleges for the win.
That's where you find them.
There we go.
Every time you're funny, when
you're all right. Since I'm sucking out loud, let me read a card. One of our part of the crusty part of the deck, because the last time we played Cards Against Humanity, I poured a beer right into the middle of the cards.
That's a good cover.
So,
that's a good cover. Sir.
Yeah. Welcome to Senor Frogs. Would you like to try our signature cocktail, blank, on the beach? I like the speed with which that answer came.
When to Senor Frogs.
Can you read that one more time?
Welcome to Senor Frogs. Would you like to try our signature cocktail, blank, on the beach?
Senor Frogs.
This is now
been
in Mexico.
I've been to Senor Frogs in Mexico.
I've never even heard of Senor Frogs.
Well,
welcome to Senor Frogs! Would you like to try our signature cocktail, 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin on the beach? Our signature cocktail, the Hamburglar on the beach. Our signature cocktail, a bloody pacifier on the beach. Our signature cocktail, how awesome it is to be white on the beach.
Oh,
awesome. Which is funny.
Diversity.
Right? Our signature cocktail, letting everyone down on the beach.
Oh.
It's similar to sex on the beach.
Almost identical, depending on who you are. I'm going with 8 ounces of sweet Mexican black tar heroin.
Yes, sir.
All right, Leah.
No.
There you go.
This one has two. Can I not do two?
Is it two?
Like
it's a twofa?
I don't like
this. It's not a twofa.
It's not a twofa.
It's not a twofa.
Okay. In Rome, they are whispering that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to blank. Hopefully porn, but, you know.
Yes, but would you want porn from the Vatican?
I mean,
there's only so many...
Little,
there's only so many altar boys you can stare at.
Stare at. Stare at.
Yeah, they don't touch. No. All
right. In Rome, there are whispers that the Vatican has a secret room devoted to cosmic bowling.
That's fun.
Bob's got to get his ball on.
To the Black Power Ranger. That's pretty cool. Pictures of boobs. That's what I
there you go.
Yes, and you saw her sheet.
Sex with Patrick Stewart. I mean, yeah, sure, I would do that too. And to bullshit.
Make it so.
Make it so.
I mean, the bullshit part's true, but I'll do pictures of boobs.
I mean, I'm always a fan of pictures of boobs.
Oh, you just look in the mirror.
Oh.
Ooh.
Hey. You know, I'm not the only bearded fella here with some nice tatas.
That's true.
I'll wear a bra next time. All right, science will never explain blank.
Oh,
well. Oh, that would have been so much better.
What do you call that again? Whenever you pull the car.
We are still searching for that name.
We
knew it.
We need a term.
We knew it a long time ago, and we can't find it now. If anybody listening to this, all you know, three people that listen to this podcast, if you know the term for, what is it again?
When you draw a card,
it's perfect.
That's perfect for the hand you just played.
Yeah, there's a specific term on the internet for this, and nobody can remember it.
I was like, fucking shit card.
Right? Like, there's a word. It's probably a German word, because Germans have 11 different words for every terrible fucking thing that happens.
That's true.
And they all sound angry.
I wonder why.
Right?
All right. Science will never explain David Bowie flying on a tiger made of lightning. The shambling corpse of Larry King.
That too, actually.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Somehow. He's got enough money to stay alive, I guess. Mecca Hitler.
Ooh. Awesome.
Of course, white people. I don't get it either. Pretty Princess dress up board game.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I don't think I can even figure out what Pretty Princess dress up board game is with science, so I'm gonna go with that.
Liz is killing it.
Liz,
right?
What?
Dang, she got four already. The leaderboard.
Meanwhile, I'm still sucking out loud here.
That's what happens when you're having the braininess.
The wit is there. I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of blank.
Do you mind getting one more wine?
Yes.
You've already thrown your card down.
Do you want the plum wine?
No, the sangria that's open.
Okay.
I'm not happy about that.
Yes. Everybody in? Alright. Jeez.
Go.
I'm gonna shuffle slowly while I dance for my wine. Trying to dance for a wine.
Sorry.
See? It's in my head forever now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where did
you go?
I should know, like, actually.
Dennis, he's like, baby shark, da 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 da. I don't know, yeah, that one.
Yeah,
Anyway. Alright, I'm sorry, Professor, but I couldn't complete my homework because of a fat, bald man from the internet. Yes.
That's a good excuse.
I couldn't complete my homework because of scrotal frostbite.
There's an excuse.
That is a great excuse. I would totally be okay with that one. Alright, I couldn't complete my homework because of being a motherfucking sorcerer.
Damn.
I was gonna say, if you're a sorcerer, you could just be like, homework.
Done.
Alright, so I couldn't complete my homework because of racially biased SAT questions. And I couldn't complete my homework because of the time travel paradox. Somebody knows me well, that's the winner.
Meanwhile, the fat bald man from the internet collects the cards and puts them back into the box.
It's Leviosa.
Leviosa.
We've got
so many fucking horrible sites to show you. So many terrible YouTube videos are going to be played tonight. I feel it.
It's coming.
Leviosa. All right.
Legend tells of a princess who has been asleep for 1,000 years and can only be awoken by blank. Squirtle frostbite?
I was going to say the biggest black right. Stick.
The pictures of Libby.
But will there be ass with the face? Because that's important.
There's always ass with the
this podcast is
rated R. Oh, shit. Look, again, I've only got like three listeners, and I'm pretty sure they're all as big, if not bigger, moral degenerates than me. You guys are awesome.
Perfect.
And,
just
yeah.
Thank you for
No, I'm James Gunning myself right now, because, you know, if I do, in fact, become a success in 10 years, people are going to come back to this podcast and they're going to be like, so...
You remember this?
You remember this? And I'm going to be like, yes, yes, that was just last Friday night. And
I'll do it again tomorrow.
Because I'm capable of growth and change as a human being, but let's face it, I'm always going to be a little bit fucked up.
That's a good one.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, recap. Legends tell of a princess who has been asleep for 1,000 years and can only be awoken by the baby that ruined my pussy.
Dang.
Oh,
that's a good card.
So, fun story real quick. That is legit how Sleeping Beauty originally ended.
Yep.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Sleeping Beauty, she was...
she gets raped.
Yeah, she gets raped.
Trivia time with Maggie and Dan.
Oh yeah,
ding, ding.
No, I've got a book sitting in the office of Grimm's Grimmest, and it's legit the straight up original versions with great color illustrations of the Grimm's fairy tales, like Little Red Riding Hood, where she gets eaten by the wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You're good.
Trivia
time's over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sploosh.
Princess can only be awoken by Samuel M. Motherfucking Jackson.
Damn. Tired of these motherfucking princesses being stuck in the motherfucking castles.
Need to wake them. Alright. Roadhead. Not wake anybody up. Just saying.
I'm not gonna be asleep though.
Okay.
That will wake her up.
I mean, maybe the
not being able to breathe.
It's just the jostling of the head, you know? That was one of my favorite calls when I still worked for the police department. It's hilarious, and just wait, because one day you'll know it's true.
Exactly.
Well,
hopefully
yeah,
you'll
don't
be
asleep. I know.
Depends on how big the kid's head is. You might want to be asleep.
I'm going to take a nap while this thing just goes through me.
Morphine, please.
More morphine.
All right. The class field trip was completely ruined by what? Your answer, please.
The baby had a mother's supply.
Just put
that in here.
That was close.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, the class field trip was completely ruined by dining with cardboard cutouts of the cast of Friends. It was ruined by Count Chocula. It was ruined by a planet-devouring space worm named Rachel.
It was
also
cardboard cutout. It was completely ruined by all my friends dying.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever seen that book?
Really,
all my friends are dead. I have it on my Kindle, and it is one of my favorite books. It's got like the it's a children's book. It starts with the little dinosaur. All my friends are dead. You know.
Oh, so Land Before Time. Gotcha.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Or the Penny Whistle solo from My Heart Will Go On.
Oh, I think that would ruin anything.
Don't remember
that.
Man.
You know.
Good ones. I'm gonna go dark tonight. I'm gonna go dark and say all my friends died. That's the winner.
Oh.
Dang, racking it up to nine. Liz with like 7 now, I think.
Yeah. Now, technically, if we played this game by the rules, then the first person to 7 would be the winner. But usually we just go until we're tired of it, and then whoever had the most cards is the worst person, and thereby the winner.
So far, you're doing a great job being
careful. Yes. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard?
Huh.
What will I bring back in time to convince people that I am a powerful wizard? I'm a little sad that nobody else here is an MC Chris fan, because then I could just start a chorus of I'm a fucking wizard. But... October.
That's how
it's
a wizard, baby.
Yeah. What will I bring back in time to convince people that I'm a powerful wizard? Velcro.
Check this out.
Statistically validated stereotypes. Consent. Nunchuck moves. Or funkified aliens from the planet Groovius.
Very specific.
I think Jeff Goldblum tried to do that in Ragnarok.
Yeah. What I was doing there is I'm gonna go with consent.
Yeah. Oh man.
You guys.
What if I say no? You can't accept that card.
You have to have my consent.
Yeah.
I don't agree to you picking that card.
Ah, well. Tough today.
Today. When all else fails, I can always masturbate too.
I can lay down anything and I'm not good.
I find this difficult to fap to. Meanwhile, more thoughts come as I continue to write down new cards.
I'm just for warning.
Okay, when all else fails, I can always masturbate too.
Matt knows.
And a reminder to the viewers at home that this is an audio program, so you can't actually see the glorious picture of Sean Connery in his red mankini and thigh-high boots from the movie Zardoz. But I'm pretty sure if your gag reflex holds out, that's going to be the winner.
Okay. Calm myself down.
Yeah.
Right? I think we're all getting a little...
Stop masturbating now. Keep going.
Yeah. If we could stop the furious masturbating now, that would be...
Okay. Deep breath. I can always masturbate to a murder most foul.
Most foul.
Scrotal frostbite again. Nicolas Cage!
Ooh.
That's a hard one.
Now, if we could get Nicolas Cage to play Sean Connery as Zardoz.
When he was born, James Bond!
And then a man in yoga pants with a ponytail and feather earrings.
Isn't that kind of what we're looking at with Sean Connery?
Yeah, so these two are the same. Well, this all three is the same, basically. But I'll pick this one. I know
Sean Connery for the win.
Yes. I really want a Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. That'd be the best time to use
it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Sean Connery just had to pop up out of nowhere.
I'm just saying, Sean Connery could have been a porn star. Dr. New.
Could have.
Goldfinger.
Or you just hadn't seen the
Thunderball.
Seen the uncut footage.
I mean, come on, you're skipping the obvious. Octopussy.
True.
You know, my dad was actually an Octopussy.
That's right. He was one of the guards.
Yeah, he was.
No, he was one of the Air Force guys.
Yeah, he was stationed in England when they were filming that. And so for like 2 seconds, you can actually see my dad with this group of Air Force police in Octopussy. So.
In the parade scene.
Right? Yeah.
Get his credit on IMDb, by the way.
In the parade. Uncredited. Uncredited on IMDb.
Uncredited pop grass.
Cool. Yeah. My turn to read. I learned the hard way that you can't cheer up a grieving friend with blank. Tried it, found out it doesn't work.
Yeah, I'm about to have to just toss this deck and reload here because this is sucking out loud.
That's what she said.
What?
Yeah, it was kind of funny when we had Skirtle Frostbite the first time around because I had it in my deck and I was like, did a magic trick just happen? What did this occur?
David
Blaine, so
where are
you? Right. There's
I played
two.
Sean Connery and Nicholas Cage.
Yeah.
All right. If I learned the hard way, you can't cheer up a grieving friend with all of this blood.
It depends on the friend.
Yeah. Same with this one. The reverse cowgirl. Depends on the friend. Scrotum tickling.
These are not
I think that cheers up everybody.
Dorito breath.
Mm.
And friendly fire.
That caused all this blood.
Yeah, that caused all the blood. So to make up for it, you had to do some scrotum tickling while you're going reverse cowgirl.
With your Dorito breath.
See, right. I think the Dorito breath would cause the friendly fire.
Yeah. I just don't think you can do it with scrotum tickling.
Hey.
Finally, she didn't win one.
That's because he always scrotum tickles.
I was hoping you were going to say, I like scrotum tickling.
I was going to say,
don't we all?
Ask me about my weenos.
A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without blank. Scrotum tickling.
Frostbite.
Sean Connery is here. What?
This one is a little bit too much.
No, oh, that's perfect.
Or is it just the right amount?
Too much or just enough? We'll find out.
If she plays that card. All right. A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without the Holy Bible. All right. A romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without mouth herpes.
Right.
It would be incomplete without shutting the fuck up.
Amen. I read that in the Bible.
And the Lord spake unto them and said, shut the fuck up already.
We're trying to eat, yeah.
This romantic candlelit dinner would be incomplete without shut up. It would be incomplete without shooting a wizard from a gun. Or, sorry, shooting a wizard with a gun. Shooting him from the gun would be very impressive.
That would be nice.
Guys, these are good. I think I have to go with shutting the fuck up.
Of course. She takes it again. I don't think we'll have to keep it.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Hey,
Ragma,
shut
up.
What does your card say? Shut the fuck up.
All right, fine. Why do I hurt all over? Instant card from Dan.
Yep, because I'm a horrible human being. Obviously, I'm not horrible enough to win tonight. But
shut the fuck up.
For those of you at home, I've just given her the bird with my friggin' 4-inch long middle finger.
She's proud of that finger.
Hey, I used to use that as a measuring instrument at work in the day.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I don't like it. All right. Why do I hurt all over?
See, I'm shutting the fuck up because.
Why do I hurt all over? Coat hanger abortions.
Oh.
Why do I hurt all over? Inserting a mason jar into my anus.
Maybe it's one of those tiny ones.
Yeah, just an 8-ounce
jelly
jar.
Yeah. Well, we got like the little 4-ounce ones back there with the moonshine.
Those are
1-ounce. Mm-hmm. But really, only 1-ounce?
Only 1-ounce. That's how we make a moonshine.
See, I should have bought those to make the vanilla extract. Then we could just. Anyway.
Yep. Sidetracked.
Go big or go home. That's all
right. Like we never get sidetracked.
How to love is why I hurt.
Aww. Is this one of the blowjob robots from earlier?
Right? That would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do I hurt all over?
makes sense.
Or the Japanese toaster you can fuck.
I like that.
Both would make you hurt all over.
They call him Fister Roboto.
A mysterious floating orb. And I heard all over because an evil man in evil clothes.
Huh. What'd he do?
I know.
I think evil things.
I'm going to go with coat hanger abortion.
Finally!
Of course.
Hands on the board, ladies.
Finally.
I
was about to start singing.
I was about to start singing
Prom Night Dumpster Baby. just to really seal the deal there. Stew Baby.
It's a
tufa.
It's
not a
tufa. Put it back. I don't want to try. Well, I'm going to play the tufa.
No.
Blank is a slippery slope that leads to what?
Your answer, please.
Okay, so how are we doing, like, the first card on the top?
Your first answer is going to be on the bottom, and your second answer is going to be on the top. So that way when you read it,
it'll be
okay.
Yeah. Right with you.
Tell me if I screwed it up, so I'm halfway to my third can of this game.
Ooh, I get to drop the Jeep tonight.
Ooh, yes you do.
Yeah.
How about you going to make it home?
I'm a good Liz, remember?
You will always be the good Liz.
Yay!
First on top. First on top.
The first one's going to be on the bottom, so that way when it's pulled.
Oh, well, it's too late now. Bottom on the top, top on the bottom.
Oh,
well, we can.
So,
yeah. Just do it the opposite.
Yeah, it's too late. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to win with this anyway.
All right, so, one I see is the first.
Mm-hmm.
Is for, okay, mm-hmm. All right, cool. The wrath of Vladimir Putin is a slippery slope that leads to consensual sex.
Hmm. Interesting.
Or non-consensual sex.
Crying into the pages of Sylvia Plath. It's a slippery slope that leads to a flashlight.
Ooh. That's an interesting
one. Yeah, we could go down that road.
More things to fap to.
Mm-hmm.
Poor life choices is a slippery slope that leads to panda sex. I see it.
Panda.
Frantically writing equations on a chalkboard is a slippery slope that leads to fabricating statistics. Ooh, a collegiate on that. I like it. Tripping balls is a slippery slope that leads to sniffing glue. We're gonna go with the sniffing glue one. I like the sniffing glue.
Are you kidding me?
Oh,
God.
Come on.
You won with the twofer.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm throwing away my whole deck and just pulling a new one.
That's what she said. And now I've officially pissed everyone off.
Alright, we're at 7, so I guess.
This is going to be a short episode.
Right. No, like I said, we always just go until we're sick of looking at each other. So, in that spirit.
The nice thing is Dan can cut this right here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can cut this right here. We can make a whole second episode. Well,
and
it depends on how long we've been recording.
And Mark.
And we haven't been recording at all.
We could totally cut it there and just do a second episode.
Check the audience?
Whatever. Oh, yeah, I already did that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Please, have you listened to this fucking podcast? No. Clearly no. because you know. Did I check the audio levels? I'd have to be concerned about an audience listening to this in order to check the audio levels.
Six kitties walking around.
Yeah, right? Right? All you hear is muttering followed by the words butt sex. Butt sex.
They
killed all it
takes. They killed Kenny. You bastards.
Oh my god, you killed Kenny! In its new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims that it has finally eliminated blank.
Wait, in what? I'm sorry.
In its new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims that it has finally eliminated blank. Points for the biggest, blackest dick.
Yeah, we've totally got repeat cards in here.
Do you have scrotal frostbite?
The
third.
Once is too much for scrotal frostbite.
That, but it works.
Is that like a second degree frostbite?
Oh, right. I got shot once with a frozen paintball in the.
Oh.
We were playing in the middle of February, and yeah, it was a bad day. I've never had to be carried off of a field anywhere before, but I had to get carried that day.
So we're gonna find out if he can still make babies because of it.
Right.
You're
you know, if I can't, it's Daniel Martin's fault because he's the one that shot me.
You hear that, you son of a bitch?
even talking about that is making me hurt. Anyways, and it's new tourism, and I know you were all that concerned to hear about my scrotum in that way.
Your voice is went up a pitch.
Right.
Talking about
it. It's the memory, man. It's like a NAMM flashback. In its new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims that it has finally eliminated not giving a shit about the third world.
They stopped doing that a long time ago.
In its new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims that it has finally eliminated classist undertones. Can I point out for a minute how hard it is to say proudly proclaims in that context? Because it's a little bit of a pain in the ass. In its new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims it has finally eliminated the mixing of races.
Damn.
This new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims it has finally eliminated savagely beating a mascot. In its new tourism campaign, Detroit proudly proclaims it has finally eliminated special musical guest Cher. All right, who put down Cher? Because
me.
That's... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
If I could turn back
If RoboCop would have won that, hands down.
I played that card
I know.
Before, and I played it to an audience that didn't understand the joke, and it was very
Oh
sad.
My God. That, yeah, I wouldn't be able to be friends with those people anymore.
It's very sad.
The secret. The secret.
She's never seen RoboCop.
That's true, actually.
Whoa.
I gotta leave, sorry.
Get the fuck out. Well, I know what we're doing after we're done with Cards Against Humanity.
Giving her a list of things to watch.
I've already started
the top 100.
No, I'm waiting to get you drunk enough that we can do a Wolf Cop double feature.
Oh God.
I don't know what that is, but I don't
want to
know.
It's a
wolf.
That's
a cop.
But
it's
a wolf cop.
Not only is a wolf, but it's a cop.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
But does he have a pack?
Apparently he has nards.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The quote is Wolfman's not or Wolf Cop's got nards.
That's a totally different movie.
Oh, is it?
Tagline for the wrong movie.
So why don't you read your card now?
Read your card before I really have to reconsider why I married you.
Oh,
oh. Wolfman's got nards.
We're transitioning to this. The secret to a lasting marriage. Is communication, and blight.
And apparently. Knowing who Wolf got is.
Ow.
That had to
we
come
need
up
to find
perfect.
That turn. We gotta find that train, whatever.
Monster Squad. How have you not seen Monster Squad?
I've seen it in bits and pieces.
Wolfman's got nards.
I've seen it in bits and pieces.
Easy.
You're killing me.
Easy to
really
right. Did you say robot kitty?
Boo boo
kitty.
Oh, okay.
Our homage to Kevin Smith.
Yes. Well, you know, going back to Wolf Cop, he's in Wolf Cop 2. I don't want to spoil it.
The secret to a lasting marriage is a web of lies.
God damn. And that's a repeat, too, because I had it in the deck that I threw out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Being a dinosaur.
Oh,
yes.
Teenage pregnancy.
Oh! God damn!
Hook, line, and sinker.
Well, now you understand my first marriage.
Moral
ambiguity.
And... A 55-gallon drum of lube. You don't need
for
lube.
For the butt stuff.
It's that, oh, well, that's
for the butt stuff.
I will say, to be the dinosaur.
I added.
Are you serious?
I added. Oh, you didn't see the last card that I just wrote up, did you? The
naughty box.
The naughty box. No, we're not getting into that on a recorded line.
It's so hard.
That's what she said.
Yeah, it is.
That's what she said.
Okay, doctor, you've gone too far. The human body wasn't meant to withstand that amount of blank.
Dude, yeah, we got
stupid.
Several.
Yeah, I got a bunch of ones now.
Well, we got several repeats.
My favorite. This is my favorite. Price is Right thing. That's too much.
And remember, have your guests spayed or neutered.
You heard him.
No thanks. Doctor, you've gone too far. The human body wasn't meant to withstand that amount of Zeus's sexual appetites.
Oh.
Or possibly quiche. Or
man, that's a sexy, sexy quiche. I'd stick my dick in those eggs. No.
Doing the right thing?
Cannot
not
do
sticking,
that much.
Not
doing the right
not,
thing.
Not sticking your dick
gone
in those
far.
Eggs.
Gone too far. The human body wasn't meant to withstand that amount of shaft.
It's a bad mother. Shut your mouth.
Or Finding Waldo. Of course, doctor, you can't put in that much shaft and think that we're going to get through it.
Are you kidding me?
Why?
Should kill it.
All right, and thanks for playing, Liz. Get the fuck out of my house.
Liz, you're just... We're just giving her the cards that way we have.
Yeah, we're just handing her the cards.
Trying to make sure we get another pile started.
Right. We're just gonna start when we get ready to count it up. We're gonna skip Liz and count everybody else's.
Yeah.
Okay. One.
Yeah.
One.
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 35.
We'll do it like Uno.
So white people be like.
That term again. Use the
that term. All right. So white people be like a bobbit.
I mean, what's the deal with that?
White people be like Tom Cruise.
What's the deal with that?
Oh no, white people be fucking crazy, but we ain't all that crazy.
We ain't Tom Cruise crazy.
Not Tom Cruise crazy.
White people be like statistically validated stereotypes. That's called racism.
Right.
Alright, white people be like cheating in the Special
Olympics. Hey!
Oh, white people be like Oompa Loompas.
Oh, only in the White House.
Yes. I gotta go with cheating in the Special Olympics.
Yay! Leah is finally on the board.
No, white people like. That's my. It's my turn. White people love Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. This is the one part of the game where you don't get to collect
exactly.
The card.
Right. That also would have been good for abusing, like, you know, food stamps. White people like abusing food stamps.
Yeah, they do.
Write that one down.
Government assistance fraud. Anyway, continue.
Damn it, cheese.
It's not too real. Yeah, I gotta go.
Right?
We work at the grocery store. We know.
It's legit. All right, so life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank.
Cheating on a special one?
There you go.
I'm trying to figure out which way to go with it. think I'll go with this.
Having some trouble there?
Struggling, just a little bit.
Just put your cards anywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Since we just watched Pocahontas before we came here.
We did.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's...
So are you going to paint with all the colors of the wind?
Every night. Every night.
Alright, so life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to shiny objects.
True that.
I mean, what? They bought Manhattan for $6 and a bottle of booze?
And some corn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So the white man introduced them to the entire Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Interesting.
I know them.
The entire Mormon Tabernacle Choir? All of them?
He introduced them to Overpowering Your Father. Okay.
Yeah.
Kanye West, of course. And Fear Itself.
I feel like there was a song in Pocahontas about gold. Like he sang
like
a song.
Gold digger
about
song?
Gold.
Yeah,
that one. I would see Pocahontas in a while.
I'm going with Kanye West.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Yay!
That's a poopity scoop.
Poopity
scoop or whatever.
Scoopity poop.
Kanye West is my secret best friend.
Right?
He's just a scoop of poop.
That's why. He's a scoop of poop of poop.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children lick. Kanye West, get out. What?
Just use it to propel you towards.
Yeah.
He didn't talk shit about me on some shitty podcast.
Right?
Shit. I'm gonna let you go back to your podcast, but first.
I'll let you finish.
Beyonce had the best video. Okay.
She did that.
Instead of coal, Santa now gives the bad children the hiccups.
Yes.
Oh.
He gives the bad children magnets.
How do they work?
I love magnets.
He gives the bad children fiery poops. He gives the bad children chainsaws for hands.
Ooh.
He gives the bad children soup that is too hot. Fiery poops.
Yes!
Fiery poops
is the winner.
Fiery poops.
Damn. Why do I have two white people then?
Because we're kind of racist and singling you out.
You're the whitest one here. So.
No, I think he's.
I
don't know.
We got a challenge.
And they're both redheads, so you know.
I think we're almost the same.
I don't know. We're gonna call it a tie.
I'm pretty pale too, though. You've been out in the sun, sir. Yeah.
We can't.
Your big
we can't. Damn it.
We can't.
I can't.
It's a tufa.
It's a tufa.
Tufa.
For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. For my next trick, I will pull blank out of blank. D's nuts out of anything would be awesome.
First answer, second answer?
Yeah.
First answer, yep, on the bottom. Second answer on the top.
Top on the bottom, bottom on the top.
Right.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Well, you're weird.
You're sober. This is going
to
turn into a video.
I tried to earlier, but we didn't have time.
Yeah, she thought it was 4:30.
Thought it was 4:30 instead of
6:30.
Right, I thought it was 4:30 and not 6:30. That's what I get for taking a nap. Fuck me, right?
No.
Actually, no.
No, because you took a nap.
And now all three of my listeners know about my sex life. Or the lack thereof. All right, for my next trick, I will pull the force out of a hazmat suit full of farts. Use the thoughts, Luke. For my next trick, I will pull the female orgasm out of wet dreams.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be impressed by that.
That is a Freddy Krueger kind of thing.
We're getting a whole Space Force theme about to start here, though.
Uh-uh.
For my next trick, I will pull a sweet spaceship out of the harsh light of day.
That's poetic right there.
David Copperfield shit.
For my next trick, I will pull mooing out of overpowering your father.
Yeah, my card sucks, so ignore that.
I feel like we've got two of the starter decks mixed in here. I think that's what I'm seeing. All right. And for my next trick, I will pull boogers out of a good sniff. All right. I'm going with the Force out of a hazmat suit full of farts.
All right.
Use the farts, Luke.
I smell it coming.
Just your instinct.
Never trust a fart, though.
So one night Dennis was talking to us, and he's like, "I really wish that they would remake Spaceballs." And we were like, "Oh, the movie's perfect. You don't remake that movie.
You don't when you have perfection, you don't tamper with it."
Yeah.
You hear that? You hear that? All you fuckers.
Everyone.
Grease Live and Rocky Horror Picture Show Live.
Mess
with a good thing. Sorry.
No,
simmer down.
I'm on the same pedestal as you with that one.
All right, my plan for world domination begins with blank. Well, he was fast.
Damn. Back to our sex life here.
And he's done.
And I keep staring at that pickle ring over there.
Right. And he's staring at you.
I'm Pickle Rick. All
right. My plan for world domination begins with the
placenta.
Sorry, my words are not great. My plan for world domination begins with the total collapse of the global financial system.
Yeah. That's almost a little too real.
I know.
I mean, we're kind of.
You sound like you're thinking this out.
She's getting passionate.
Now, read the cards. Read the cards.
My plan for world domination begins with my genitals. Yes.
Usually.
You know, that's most women's plan.
Vagina first, guys.
Right.
My plan for world domination.
Vagina force? Damn. Screw the space force. Man, I just found what I'm joining. Sign me up for the vagina force. Vag force one.
This comes with that, though, the violation of our most basic human rights. No more dick. Sorry. My plan for world domination begins with having a penis. No! No! No!
That's where you gotta start. Gotta grow it and show it.
And then cut it off. And
then it's like Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
Anyway.
My genitalia is.
Woo!
Can I change my answer? No.
It's not Liz. We're fine.
Four, five, six, seven.
Nope, I got nine.
I got two.
I think I have three.
I got the deuce.
Yeah. One more and I win.
I mean, technically you won like two ago, but we're still going.
We're ignoring that fact.
Right? Right? We'll stop when Liz wins a second time.
We'll stop when someone gets one above Liz.
All right, who's go?
Might take a while.
Sure.
Oh, gee. My mom freaked out when she looked at my browser history and found blank.com/blank.
It's a tufa.
Yeah, my mom freaked out whenever she looked at my browser history and found blank.com/blank. Of course, it could be absolutely nothing. She would freak out. I don't understand what this Facebook is.
She understands.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh.
How's she doing?
Yep.
I'm
going to
say I got extra cards.
Can I switch this one?
I hadn't looked at it yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So you just ended up with one of our Weddings Against Humanity cards. At our wedding, instead of a guest book, we had people fill out.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, until you get the one that when there were a lot of people that didn't understand how to play the game. And so the first night we played with them, Maggie laid down love mom and dad for...
That's Batman.
Oh, yeah.
What does Batman want most in this world? And it's love mom and dad.
Yeah.
It's a tearjerker.
Wow. That's episode number two if you want to go back and listen.
Rewind time. Listen to podcast number two.
My mom freaked out when she looked at my browser history and found testicular
torsion.com/unmatingdisplay.
My mom freaked out.
Nothing gets girls hotter than watching a man twist his balls around.
I looked at my browser history and found hiphopjewels.com/ home videos of Oprah sobbing into a linguine. Sobbing into a linguine. She's very upset. My mom freaked out looking at the browser history to see a homoerotic volleyball montage.com/lockjaw.
Wow.
Mom freaked out when she looked at the browser history and saw two midgets shitting into a bucket. / the Jews.
Oh. Oh.
Or it could be this website, boxingupmyfeelings.com/ a world without boxes. What am I going to do with all these feelings? I don't know. Let's go without the boxes.
I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
The two midgets shitting in a bucket. .com/the Jews, because I'm sure the Jew brothers are doing a great service on that website.
We have to buy that domain tonight. We have to buy
that domain. Two midgets shitting into a bucket.com.
Three boxes.
Oh my god, that was magical. That was absolutely magical. I loved it.
Midgets.
What? It's too racist against midgets.
Are midgets race?
They're called, what is the correct
little,
term?
Little people.
Little people.
Yeah. Alright, so when I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank. When I was tripping on acid, blank turned into blank.
Oh. I love how you just wave your empty cup around. It's not even empty. Finish that.
Chug.
There you go. Now I'll fill it up.
I'm hiding
everything in my
box.
Sure,
we should probably open it. You want to cut cake? Cake. So, when I was tripping on acid, your weird brother turned into Gandalf.
My weird brother is Gandalf.
Is he? I haven't seen him in a while.
No.
Yeah. That's cool. I've never seen your weird brother, so...
I am the weird brother.
Yeah, he is the weird brother.
Yeah, I too bear that cross.
Thank you. So, ooh, wow, you really poured that. When I
look,
was
the more you drink,
on
the better
acid,
look.
Michelle Obama's arms turned into a crappy little hand.
What?
All I can picture is like when Deadpool, when Deadpool like regenerates and he's got like
big arms.
Okay, have y'all seen the new one?
Deadpool
2.
Yeah.
Yes.
The baby legs. That cracks me up every time I think about it.
And then when he did like fatal.
The fatal
attraction.
I guess it
yeah.
would be fetal attraction.
Fetal attraction, absolutely. All right. So when I was tripping on acid, the ooze turned into establishing dominance. It was establishing dominance. It was like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was like the movie that.
Except
yeah.
Wouldn't that be the blob?
The blob. Maybe.
I feel like there was an Ooze movie.
Yeah, it just turned 30 this year.
Wow.
So, when I was tripping on acid, the morbidly obese turned into an army of skeletons.
Damn.
That is some tripping.
Lucky.
That is tripping.
Lucky.
When I was tripping on acid, a boxing match with a giant box turned into the Boxcar Children.
Damn, that's a good one, too. What's up with all these boxes?
Guys, these are amazing.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
We know
what's in the box. Oh, my God.
Feelings, right?
Yes, unboxed feelings. Oh, these are all so good. I don't know which one to go with. It's not fair. You guys did amazing. I think I'm going to have to go with your weird brother and Gandalf.
Oh. Young Daniel!
They're all so good. You were the boxes this time?
What?
I was like,
me box.
Because I used boxes last time, you had to use boxes this time.
Yeah, I was not just copycat.
If I have boxes this time, it's like a trend.
It's a fad that's in right now. Boxes. Boxes are in.
You already have a box.
It's still here, Carl.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
I think it's your turn. She has to get the giggles out first.
Daddy, why is mommy crying?
I thought you were
going to
tell me.
I'm that good.
Oh,
okay.
It's
just how good I am.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I put out real quick on that one.
Hell!
He usually does put out pretty quick.
Yeah, I'm kind of a slut.
More of a take it back.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Why is mommy crying? Mommy's crying. Because of boo-boo.
Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Mommy's crying because the clown.
Is it bad?
Mommy is crying because of the Boy Scouts of America.
Me too.
Right?
Meanwhile, in a room at the Vatican.
Hold on, we don't tell anybody where this room is.
We don't tell them about the movie room.
It's called the cage.
First, he's going to steal the
Declaration. Sorry, that's Tom Hanks. I'm sorry, it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, get it right.
Mommy is crying because the ending of Lost.
Oh, yeah.
See, I didn't cry. I cussed.
Yeah.
Which could turn into tears.
Yeah.
That's not
the card, but, you know.
This card was awful!
Mommy's crying because of the collection of high-tech sex toys.
She's so jealous of your high-tech sex toys.
She's crying.
Where's that 55-gallon drum of lube we can eat?
Where those mason jars.
Right.
A bigger, blacker dick.
I'm going with the boo-boo.
Yeah!
What? That was you?
She retracts her statement.
I retract that.
You know, the boo-boo's not so bad, actually. So I don't think she's actually crying about that.
Oh! Please, your best cards. Please.
Okay.
How am I maintaining my relationship status? Your best card, too.
My best card? I'm sleeping on the couch tonight.
My cards are awful.
Okay, I'm playing this card because I think you know the song.
Oh.
Hey, we played that song in our wedding.
Yeah, we did. Back when you still loved me.
Oh, the sweet one day.
Right. We've been married for going on 3 months now. She's sick of my shit.
3 months tomorrow.
Yeah.
Aww.
Is today already the 11th?
Mm-hmm.
How am I maintaining my erection status? Buy free samples. Buy Domino's Oreo dessert pizza. Buy women's suffrage.
Somebody's got to do it.
Buy... By Hope.
Yes.
By Genghis Khan. By Hope. Hope.
Don't
hope.
Me,
it
wasn't
me. I know it was.
I know you're like.
Mine with yours is dessert.
Hope will keep us together.
What was it?
Is that too far?
Goofa!
Mine was Genghis Khan because I thought of that song.
We'll have to play that in a little bit. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Blank and Blank. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Blank and Blank.
This is gold. Gold, I say.
This
gold.
This is
wood.
There's
gold in here,
this is not.
I'm gonna laugh if you lose.
I will lose.
This is gold, man! This is gold!
I'm
fool's gold.
I've got aluminum cards for you.
Right? I've got an IOU in lieu of cards. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Sean Connery and Kamikaze Pilots.
Damn.
Is he wearing the mankini?
He's always wearing the mankini. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Boris the Soviet Lovehammer and a ghoul.
Oh.
Boris!
Necrophilia, it's just laying back and cracking open a cold one. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's a robust mongoloid and goblins. I'm offended. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Bosnian chicken farmers and flightless birds.
That kind of works together.
Right? Coming up in the next Marvel movie. Introducing the amazing superhero sidekick duo, it's Keanu Reeves and Vigilante Justice.
Oh!
Keanu Reeves and Vigilante Justice.
So they're making a John Wick 3? Nice!
Actually,
yes,
yeah.
Whoa!
Like,
yeah.
My Bosnian chicken farmer's flightless birds was gold.
It was
Keanu
good
Reeves.
It was good until John Wick kicked
sure,
their ass.
I know.
Listen
to
that.
He likes pets. And those
yeah.
Bosnian chicken farmers keep them.
You know, every time I see
hair.
Bosnian
yeah,
chicken farmer, I read it in my head as Bosnian chicken fucker.
Me too, actually.
Yes.
I agree with this.
See, it's...
It works either way.
It's because we're dirty-minded folk.
You're right. That's a common trait amongst gingers.
All I think about is...
Bosnian chicken fuckers?
Yes.
That's the only thing,
actually.
Just going throughout the day.
Yeah, sex, horror movies, and cartoons, usually the three things that are on my mind.
Sex, cartoons?
Sex and
sexy,
oh.
Yeah.
Sexy cartoons.
Sex,
yeah.
Horror movies, and cartoons. And really, if we get into that weird Japanese tentacle porn, it covers all three. So!
This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a blank.
I don't know when I'll use that card, but I love that card.
Oh, sorry. Too many hands.
Too many hands. Too many hands.
Alright, show them to my cooks.
Too many hands.
Oh my god, we'll be watching Too Many Cooks when we get done with this.
But first thing.
Yes, we'll watch Genghis Khan as a palate cleanse.
What?
Okay. This is the way the world ends. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with a box within a box.
It's my box
in a box.
Yes.
Section.
Not with a bang, but with a dropping a chandelier on your enemies and riding them rope up. Riding the rope up, sorry.
No.
You
gotta ride. I just have to hope the chandelier is heavier than me.
Right.
Mm.
Because then I end up just a couple of inches off the ground. or I'm just holding the chandelier at this point, and I'm like, well, fuck.
I am stuck.
You have to grab the other side and pull yourself
right
up.
Alright. This is the way the world ends. Not with a bang, but with my humps.
My lovely lady lumps.
Not with a bang, but with World of Warcraft.
I can't believe
don't
that.
Look at my shirt. Alright, not with a bang, but with crab apples all over the side, over the fucking sidewalk.
Crab apples all over the fucking sidewalk.
Sorry guys, whoever did boxes in the box.
Yes!
He got
box.
In on the
got
box,
get
too.
The box.
Right?
It's like with Disney on that one. Put that box in the box. And a man that box myself, but when it rides, I'll smash it with a hammer!
Such an underrated movie.
Which
right.
one was that from?
Emperor's New Groove.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I watched that one.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we watched it.
The one decent David Spade movie.
Hey, Tommy Boy.
That was his last decent movie.
I don't know. He was pretty good in Grandma's Boy, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was he? Grandma's Boy. He was Shiloh. He was the waiter at the vegan restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
See, okay, now, I'll give it to, I love Joe Dirt.
Okay,
the
yeah.
Yeah,
the first one.
Look, we don't talk about,
that.
We normally don't talk about sequels in this house for
a
reason.
Good,
because
that's a good reason.
9 times out of 10, a sequel is just shit.
Speaking of sequels, I drink to forget.
Sequels.
If you got sequels, there you go.
Oh, dang, I'm a
big
oh.
Oh,
did the
deer. I think I got it.
Yes!
Oh, I drink to forget Twin Peaks.
Which Twin Peaks? The new one?
The new
okay,
one.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
So, we're on episode 8 of
no,
the new season.
Nine?
Yeah,
we
just finished 8.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at this point. I've said fuck this because I'm... I can only handle so much Dougie Jones.
Well, and what was interesting is that we finished watching episode 8, and I was reading a bunch of stuff online, and people are saying it's like the most amazing thing to happen to television. And I guess
it's and I found the message board that says the exact opposite of that.
You're finding the right message board,
right?
Well, and that's probably what it is. It's a message board. These were like critics for. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think that season's for a different sort of fan. Because my diehard friend, like, they love that series. They can't watch the new one.
Mm-hmm.
They were so excited. And then
I really liked the first season. The second season was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
which,
I got a little off the rails there.
Yeah,
this
is completely fucking...
Because I asked one of my friends that he was a hardcore fan. And, you know, we jumped on the bandwagon late, like just in the last couple of weeks, and he was like, "Yeah, they revamped the series. You gotta watch it." And by episode 4, I was like, "Does this pick up? Because this is awful.
Yeah.
This is not good."
Yeah, I feel like the new season of it would be more enjoyable if I was on LSD.
Oh, most likely.
Well,
because
I
feel like
just
David
a
Lynch
creative
was probably
thing for David Lynch.
Yeah,
like it wasn't for Twin Peaks at all.
No, and you know, again, he says that the only thing he's ever created that he regrets and doesn't want to talk about is Dune in 1984, and I get that. But I think Twin Peaks Season 3 probably needs to go right up to the top of that fucking list now.
Yeah.
Anyways,
other things we're trying to drink to forget. The inevitable heat death of the universe. Moral ambiguity.
I don't want to forget that. I'm kind of okay with that.
Catastrophic urethral trauma.
Oh.
God damn.
You threatened to shove a knife up his dick hole. For the Archer fans.
Yeah. Hopefully, you know, cranberry juice or something. My inner demons.
Yeah.
Or my father who died when I was 7.
Oh.
That's
yeah. Crazy. Daddy car.
That's
a little too close
yeah.
to home.
That's, I'm gonna have to go with the catastrophic urethral trauma.
I've had it all my life.
Catastrophic.
I drank this Pepsi
for right.
When Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of blank.
I'm about to kill my dad.
Well, I really thought he said something else.
Yeah, that's why I just looked over there. I'm like, you might want to check with the wife before you do that.
Alright.
Well, maybe he's not. Maybe that's why he wants to kill it.
So, when Pharaoh remained unmoved... Yeah, so apparently we have two of the starter decks in ours, because we've had a lot of...
Yeah,
totally.
I was like,
have I seen my card?
You have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess...
I'm sure you won with it, so you...
Yeah, I think I've got two copies of the first expansion in here, and I think that's the problem, because most of these have number one written on them that are repeats, so... Yeah, I think what I need to do is one afternoon go through the deck, go through the bigger blacker box and pull out all the repeats.
Yeah. So when Pharaoh remained unmoved, Moses called down a plague of Republicans. Moses called down a plague of yeast. That's awful.
And God said, "Let there be beer."
Or, you know, fresh or you know, lady. Issues.
Yeah.
Moses called down a plague of Big Bird's brown crusty asshole.
What?
Wow. I like that card.
What?
Where did that come from?
Choose the form of the destructor.
It's a special one.
Yeah, we bought some of the special.
I forget which ones we bought, but we bought several different ones they released around the holidays. Mm. All right. So Moses called down a plague of a pyramid of severed heads.
Ooh.
A whole pyramid. Moses called down a plague of a box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer. What the fuck?
A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer.
I'm sorry, I need you to read that last one again.
A box of biscuits, a box of mixed biscuits, and a biscuit mixer.
It's a cracker barrel.
Ooh, okay, that one wins because that was a tongue twister, so fuck you.
Hopefully.
Although
that's the goal.
Republicans was a close second.
What's the new fad diet?
Republicans.
Yes. Or Big Bird's Krusty Brown
Asshole.
Ooh.
Alright.
Learn
the best on Sesame.
Fad new diet.
I'm looking forward to the Happy Time Murders.
I know, right? August 26th?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they were talking about that on the Geekopolis page that I follow on Facebook, and people were, like, not happy about that.
Oh, I know. They're bent out of shape.
And I don't know why.
And the thing is, the great thing is a friend that I've got that's out in California, she works for a couple of different horror magazines, and she went to a premiere party that had some stuff for that. And they had, like, a Muppet stripper pole with stripper Muppets dancing on it. And it was, she posted pictures. It was fucking awesome.
I don't understand why people are upset about
it. I'm all for it.
Because they feel it's raping their childhood.
Yeah, but, like, so many people use, like, Muppet-esque things. I mean, think of Avenue Q. And people use them for music videos. What's that? Oh, freaking Panic at the Disco. One of their new music videos has a Muppet in it.
Yeah,
I mean,
freaking Transylvania TV that I watch.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes thing, let me just let you know. They all got a hand up their ass.
Right?
True.
Yeah,
well,
you're real.
So many songs about Muppets and people with hands up their butt. Sorry. Anyway.
What's the fad new diet? Spontaneous human combustion?
Mm-hmm.
That'll burn off the calories.
Yeah.
And flesh and stuff.
Or perhaps fancy feasts?
No,
you
that's,
deserve the best.
Hey, no, that's the, I haven't been able to afford meat this week, so I'm
right.
taking a chance.
$19.99 Taco Bell right there.
Great.
Or, new fad diet could be all you can eat shrimp for $4.99.
Mm-hmm. And then you get salmonella
poisoning. Hey, it's like the seafood buffet down at the Crazy Horse.
You're gonna lose weight.
Or try going with a monkey smoking a cigar because they're delicious.
Monkey or the cigar?
Both.
I
mean, we've all watched Indiana Jones. We know a monkey is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Jell-O.
Or you can try a bag of magic.
So you like grow beans
in your stomach?
Kind of like the cyanide and happiness,
the
seed gun.
Yeah.
I'm going with Fancy Feast.
Oh, yes, kitty cat.
Yeah.
Oh, meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
You have to come back for game night.
I'll bring my cat.
Oh, good. You can put him in the room with our cat.
No.
Snickers is temperamental. He just needs
to be left
alone.
We're starting an underground cat
fight. Yes. Tune in next time.
Hey, you know, that's all Pokemon teaches us is, you know, it's cockfighting for kids. That's it.
So with that being said, what's my secret power?
Cockfighting for kids.
100%.
I'll pick this one. Just this once.
I'm okay. What's my secret power? Is it whining like a little bitch? Yes. You
that sounds like a wife answer.
it sounds like my boss's answer. Or is it a balanced breakfast? Is my secret power tweeping? That would be impressive. Very
that
impressive.
Would be very impressive.
Is it the Kool-Aid man?
Oh,
yeah.
Or is it handcuffing a wizard to a radiator and dousing him with kerosene?
What? Which show is that from?
I know, right?
My secret power. I think Liz would agree. My secret power is whining like a little bitch.
Thank you.
Wait,
that?
Was that a secret?
Oh, I like her. God damn. I gotta pick the one that's a mouthful. While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on blank.
La cucaracha, enchilada, blah, blah, blah. Oh,
they're beautiful. They're so real.
It's hard for Harry.
I'm trying not to be the first one that busts open that bun cake. I'm just saying.
You can go open it. It's
look,
okay.
Can I tell you? It's amazing.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's strawberry.
I'm all about it. Your cyanide guy doesn't have arms.
Yeah, he does. They're just folded.
Oh. There you go.
You want some cake?
All
right.
Is it time for a paper? Wrong name, asshole.
Do we own that game?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
You should throw that card into the game.
Right.
Wrong game, asshole.
While the United States raced the Soviet Union to the moon, the Mexican government funneled millions of pesos into research on sanding off a man's nose.
Yep.
Funneled millions of pesos into pumping out a baby every 9 months.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You vile racist, whoever put that. Funneled millions of pesos into research on another shitty year.
Pumping out babies every 9 months.
Funneled millions of pesos into research on switching to Geico. Funneled millions of pesos into research on third base. It's pumping out a baby every 9 months.
Hey-o!
He's
pumping
out
baby.
What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming? What would Grandma find disturbing yet oddly charming?
Oh, and this one would have been so much better.
Oh, no!
I caught all the ones that were you guys. You saw that.
Okay.
So I have to.
I'm pushing them over there and not looking.
Did you see one?
No. Yeah.
I mean, I don't care if you see one.
I'm not gonna pick them anyway.
Oh, wow, that's rude. All right. So what would Grandma find disturbing? It. I'll be charming. Some really fucked up shit.
Just generically.
Yeah, just generically.
The patriarchy.
Thank you.
I like that she had to find a man to read that for her. I find a great deal of humor in that.
Yeah. The patriarchy, by the way. Patriarchy.
Okay. What about, you know, Grandpa's ashes? Grandma would find that disturbing yet charming. Emma Watson.
Why is she disturbing?
Because
she's oddly charming.
Yeah, oddly charming. And then how great of a blowjob Jesus could give.
Thank you and good night.
Good night, folks. That was our last one.
Oh.
It could be Jesus.
Okay.
No, she doesn't say
she
Jesus.
Pronounced it correctly.
She doesn't say Jesus.
Jesus from New Mexico.
It's the Oh yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Let's answer this and then we'll cut here because you have a story to tell. Sorry, folks, but there's only so much we can actually say on the air.
I'll pick that last one. I assume it was his.
Jesus.
And that's
game, people. Thanks for playing. See you next time.
Okay.